There's another congressional candidate Mark and Catherine didn't mention, who also finds himself among famous namesakes who've tried to win political office in Arizona. Democrat James Woods is making his first run for the U.S. House in the 5th District, currently represented by Matt Salmon. Woods is blind. He lost his sight at the age of 26 because of complications related to an antibiotic-resistant infection and his type 1 diabetes. Improving accessibility for disabled voters is an important part of Woods' campaign, as he recalls the first time he voted in 2008 after going blind.
Well, first of all, I wasn't able to read Braille, so I was able to sign up for the permanent early voter list that Arizona offers, which is a great program that should be expanded. And my caregiver, who is my father, helped me fill out the ballot. And I've been using the permanent early voter list ever since. If I didn't have that option, getting to even a polling place would be difficult. I would need somebody to go into the polling place with me. Now they do have the talking machines, which is great. But if I didn't have a caregiver that could take me to a polling place, that would be incredibly difficult. Candidate websites, especially back then, were inaccessible to me, and I would have to have any kind of literature that I got read to me, and that was really inconvenient, and it took a lot of time.
Can you give us an idea about how available Braille ballots are? How does that work? Is that something that has gotten better, and do you read Braille now?
I do read Braille now. There is two levels of Braille. There's Braille Level 1 and Braille Level 2. I'm still learning to Level 2. Level 2 allows it to be more condensed. I'm not great at that, so I still use the permanent early voter list with help. It's gotten a lot better for blind accessibility, but there's still just general accessibility. I'm also a partial amputee.
Okay.
So my mobility is not great, and I can't stand in long lines for very long. Lots more people have that problem, just getting to the polls.
Are there suggestions you would make to make people are more aware of it and then progress is made on that front?
Making websites more accessible, having just a little link at the top, usually, that says click here for plain HTML for screen reader users. And it just strips off all like the animations and formatting that can sometimes cause problems with screen readers. Makes a huge difference for people with visual impairments. Another thing is campaign videos on YouTube and such.
Mm-hmm.
Having a transcript for someone with a hearing disability or subtitles would be a big deal. And those kind of things don't cost anything. They just take a little bit of time, a little bit of forethought.
James, do you think the political system itself, we've talked about voting accessibility, do you think it's harder to access for potential candidates who might have disabilities?
Yes, we've had some interesting issues with that with our campaign because I am blind. Getting places, we went to a biotech forum that was put on by the Flynn Foundation. It was a great presentation, but all of the materials were completely inaccessible to me. Like, they had a packet of bios and, you know, their roadmap and all those things, which were completely unavailable to me. Also, just research, like Pew Research charts and data from the federal government, charts and graphs from, like, demographic research or the General Accounting Office, most of those aren't accessible. The actual text of them are usually, because it's usually in a PDF format, the actual text is fine, but sometimes the information is only in chart form, and those are inaccessible.
Fifth District Congressional candidate James Woods talking about improving accessibility for disabled voters.